Toronto. Some of the most active companies traded Tuesday on the Toronto Stock Exchange. Toronto Stock Exchange, 19,306.89, up 106.13. Suncor Energy Inc. TSX. SU. Energy. Up 65 cents, or 1.60%, to $41.25 on 14.8 million shares. TC Energy Corp. TSX. TRP. Energy. Down 26 cents, or 0.48%, to $54.05 on 11.6 million shares. Barrick Gold Corp. TSX. ABX. Materials. Up 94 cents, or 4.16%, to $23.52 on 11.1 million shares. Canadian Imperial Bank of Commerce, TSX, CM. Financials. Up 84 cents, or 1.55%, to $55.19 on 7 million shares. Cenovus Energy Inc., TSX, CVE. Energy. Up 63 cents, or 2.59%, to $24.99 on 6.4 million shares. Toronto Dominion Bank, TSX, TD. Financials. Up 95 cents, or 1.10%, to $87.56 on 6.3 million shares. Companies in the news. IAM Gold Corp., TSX, IMG. Up 61 cents, or 24.40%, to $3.11. Shares of IAM Gold Corp. soared after it signed deals to sell the company's interests in exploration and development projects in Senegal, Mali and Guinea to Managem for $282 million. Maurice Belanger, IAM Gold's chair and interim president and CEO, said the sale is the result of a strategic review and sale process. Belanger said the proceeds, together with a financing agreement with Sumitomo, meet the remaining funding requirements to complete construction at the company's Côté Gold project in northern Ontario, which is on track for production in early 2024. Magna International Inc., TSX, MG, down $1.70, or 2.18%, to $76.22. Magna International Inc. has signed a deal to buy Veoneer's active safety business from investment firm SSW Partners for $1.525 billion in cash. The Ontario Auto Parts Company said Tuesday the deal adds significant engineering resources and expands its advanced driver assistance systems customer base and geographic diversification. The acquisition of the Swedish company's operations will add 2,200 engineers, including 1,800 for systems, software and sensor development, to Magna. Veoneer's active safety sales are projected to be about $1.1 billion in 2022. This report by the Canadian Press was first published December 20, 2022. The Canadian Press.